The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa. I like solid things.
Like I like solid things too. But if it's too solid, you should take some Metamucil. That's important.
Yeah, my mom used to make me take a butter knife into the toilet.
Okay, hi everyone. This is Andy live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 183 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 15th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook.
We are on
Go
Facebook.
Go visit them at facebook.com/TheJoeAndAnthonyShow.
Over there.
You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our
everywhere.
Very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Hey, thanks,
Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
So, you know, here's the thing, though, folks. We continue to do this show even if we only have zero listeners.
I was going to say, did you post anything on Facebook?
Oh, God, I posted this morning. I posted just now.
Oh, let me share your post. You posted as Chip Skipper, or did you post in the Facebook
page? I posted as Chip Skipper, as Shyampa, as the Joe and Anthony Show page.
Right, let me
post everywhere. I don't think I posted to Instagram today, though, but I can do that. Maybe I'll post to Instagram and do the archive. So, folks, you know, the thing is, we do this because we like to give you craziness. Exactly.
We do what we do.
Which is give you craziness. it's been a crazy month. It's been a crazy year.
It really has been.
Do you realize this year is half over?
Yeah, no, I know, because my job has me under a time crunch, so...
Right?
Yeah.
So you feel
I feel it, I feel it. We're in that
feel
point.
The time frame.
We're in that point, so, yeah, it's kind of scary.
Well, and the scary thing is we also have the primary elections that'll be coming up real soon. It'll come right up on top of us.
Oh, wow.
It's in November, right?
I think every state does it differently, though.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's coming up in November? Nothing? Or is that... that's 2020.
2020 November.
Duh, we're in 2019. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
So how was your day today, Anthony? Or week, or whatever.
It was all right. We're doing some re-imaging at work. So I ordered a bunch of USB drives from Amazon, which was lovely. They delivered same day, believe it or not. So I only got 10 because I have to use the 16 gig ones because it's just the way it is. So, but 10 more always makes it a lot quicker to do imaging, and which I'd rather do over the network, but this is just how it is right now. And I just don't question things. I'm done with it. So hurricanes and wetness. Yes. It looks like hurricane season has kicked off. And looks like Louisiana got some nastiness over the week. We were wet. It was wet here all weekend. It rained. It rained a lot all weekend.
It's been pushing lots of wind up to Chicago.
Has it? Well, I guess you guys are going to get a lot of that. They were talking on the news today that you guys are going to get a lot of that precipitation.
I don't know, though. I mean, I know we're getting some of the wind.
Yeah.
But it seems like the area where the storm is going to pass is kind of not even close to us.
No.
However, I believe our friends in the Champaign area might get something out of it.
They might. It might happen. Yeah. It might happen. And then ninnies are in high concentration this week, and it's only Monday. And last week, you know, they were okay, but the ninnies are out there. And I had one today that, thank God, I was in front of them. Because otherwise I would have been very upset. But, you know, you could watch the ninnies from the rearview mirror. Because, you know, when I drive in a fishbowl. It's a fishbowl.
Right.
It's a 360-degree view. I look at everything because you don't know where the hell it's coming from in Florida. So you really don't. So I'm looking at I make a left-hand turn. You know, it's at a light with an arrow, and it's rush hour. So people are rushing to get through this left-hand turn. And I make my left-hand turn. And this ninny behind me in a truck who was kind of tailgating me for reasons unknown because I was going faster than the limit and I was keeping with the flow of traffic. I couldn't go any faster. Decided they were going to stop right as they completed their left-hand turn. So their ass end of their vehicle was basically right at the crosswalk in the intersection to let another ninny that cut through the parking lot of the gas station on the corner to let that ninny through so that ninny can go into traffic. So instead of that ninny waiting to turn right at the light when it was her chance, she cut through the gas station because she was impatient. So she was a ninny that way. And then the ninny behind me stopped to let... But what was worse is the first fucking ninny just fucking sat there with this look on her like... Yeah, that's your ninnies. And my husband and I were out this weekend, and I made him drive all weekend because, well, I'll talk about there's been some changes in Florida with flour, and I'll talk about it. But some of my favorite stuff came in this weekend. So I was a baker all weekend. I was baking all weekend.
A baker.
So anyway, how was your day, Joe? I'm sorry. I'm just monopolizing this.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We still have plenty of time.
Do we?
Well, my day was warm and humid, and it's been warm and humid a lot. We've had one day of maybe just kind of nice, dry, cool, but it's been mostly warm and humid. We're hearing cicadas already.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I heard them last night coming home from range. And today for me was kind of a nappy day. I did, I woke up later. I had breakfast around the corner.
Okay.
And then, it was just kind of, it's been just kind of a weird day for me. I just need to relax. But I still got a lot done.
Good.
Believe it or not. Good.
So. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, but it looks like we have a voicemail.
We do have a voicemail. Let me bring up the telephonic device here. Hold on, hold
on. Oh no, we don't have time.
One new I told you and we didn't have time. Six old messages. All press right. 1-4 new message first message.
Sounds like he's out.
That's Azel. Oh man, we missed the show again. But we had visitors from the planet Mongo.
Ooh, Mongo.
Yeah, they come here and they wanted to do an inspection of the clay people.
Ooh.
They thought we were misusing the Canadian people to make chia pets. Only damn straight though. But the problem was they didn't have enough fuel or enough money for fuel after the new fuel tax. So we had to get that guy, Leon Musk, I think his name is.
Leon
and
Musk.
He agreed to get him back to Mars. All right, boys, we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Ezel.
Thank you, Ezel, for the message.
Press 3 for advanced option. Press 5 to repeat the current message. Goodbye.
So what you got
lovely.
For us in our weed corner?
All right, yeah, because it's time. It's past time for the weed corner. All right, so the first one, Hawaii officially decriminalizes small quantities. And trust me, when I say small quantities, I mean small quantities of cannabis. This comes from High Times from A.J. Harrington. Hawaii decriminalized possession of small amounts of cannabis last Tuesday. Under House Bill 1383, possession of up to 3 grams will no longer be subject to arrest, but would instead carry a $130 fine. The bill was passed by Hawaii legislature in May, but did not have the support of the state's Democratic governor, David David. We'll just call him David. So three grams is actually, that's smaller than the smallest amount I can buy at the dispensary here in Florida.
Wow.
In Florida, they come in 3.5 gram. They come in these like little plastic containers.
I see.
You know, so but there it's 3.5 grams. So this would get me arrested. And so without a process for voter ballot initiatives in the state. Oh, the governor ignored the bill when it arrived at his office. So the bill became law when the deadline expired. Without a process for voter ballot initiatives in the state, any attempts to legalize cannabis in Hawaii must be passed by legislature. That's a tricky one in Hawaii. Hawaii legalized medical cannabis in the year 2000. However, the first dispensary did not open until 2017.
Damn.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it.
Ooh.
I have a textual message.
Text message alert.
I have a text message alert.
712.
Right, I'll have to look later. It's of a personal matter. All right, so next one. The Florida court rules that medical marijuana licensing law is unconstitutional. This comes from also High Times, also from A.J. Harrington. The first court of appeals in Tallahassee held that the law requiring cannabis businesses to be vertically integrated, basically going seed to sale, was not competitive and should be struck down. The court also upheld the lower court's ruling that provisions of the medical marijuana regulations enacted by the state legislature that capped the number of licenses providers did not confirm with the amendment passed by voters in 2016. In a separate concurring and dissenting opinion, the judge noted that the majority opinion could cause the value of medical marijuana license, which can be up to $50 million or more, to drop significantly. So hopefully we'll see some more competition going on here in Florida when it comes to medical marijuana. However, they did a sneaky thing. And we'll get into your sneaky thing before you do your word, because your corner starts at 2015. So we got like a minute and a half. So the sneaky thing that they did,
the sneaky thing that the state did
is on Friday they passed a new law. Now, you know, just a few months ago, we were only able to obtain smokable marijuana. Well, what the state at the time, what would happen is you would go see your doctor and your doctor would make a notation in your medical file that you were approved to smoke marijuana. So on Friday, there was a new change to state law and the dispensary system that actually caused that notation to become invalid.
Oh, no.
So what had to happen is your doctor had to go into your record and update your record from, basically it was a checkbox, but your doctor had to go in and click the checkbox on your record so that you would have access to smokable marijuana. It was a very long and lengthy process, apparently, but I got lucky because I put an order in on Friday and this dispensary, Trulieve, they gave me a call and they informed me of the situation. So I went ahead, I called my prescriber, and they were able to take care of it. And the next morning I was able to pick up my order. But there was a lot of upset people. He's just checking
they didn't
out.
Get the check
just
mark.
Checking. Yeah, he's just got the check mark going. A lot of upset people on Saturday morning when I was there to pick my order
I
up
bet.
That were I like, bet. I have the smokable approval, and they're explaining, well, that's great, but you can't buy any because the state changed it on Friday. So anyway, let's move on to Joe's Corner.
We have a breaking news.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
It's Chip Skipper from the Chicago News Bureau. We have folks, Chicago's very own alligator. The alligator was discovered on July 9th. The alligator's name is Chance the Snapper.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Snapper.
Wow.
The fucking alligator has its own wiki page.
Wow, the alligator right. That's pretty quick.
The alligator is 4 to 5 feet. Alligator Bob was on the scene. Alligator Bob was a volunteer alligator expert. And apparently, Alligator Bob is a fixture of exotic animal searches in Chicago and often helps the city's animal control staff capture them. Now, there's a Florida connection to this story because apparently some Florida real expert is on the scene, but they still haven't caught Chance the Snapper yet. Apparently, I found out through the story that's in the clickable link that I'll post shortly. There's a lot of crap that goes into the lagoon, but also including pets like carp and goldfish. And
really?
Sea
so
turtles.
There's like a yes. There's like a whole ecosystem going on there in the lagoon.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
But apparently, the lagoon is also filled with toxic blue-green algae, and so it's not safe to really be going into it.
That's fine. So is the Gulf of Mexico right now.
Is well, that's because there's all kinds of craziness going on. But anyways, stop by now in the chat room and type them thoughts out at shyampa.org, or give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and maybe we'll play it on a future show. That ends this breaking
we
news.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
So then he took the cucumber. And he took it sideways. Oh, looks like we're back.
Oh,
so I guess it's,
and,
I guess
yeah,
it's time for Roger's time. Roger's Read Out Loud Day. So
no, it's time
oh,
for.
Got to do the well. Pick a word.
Yeah, well, let's just do it.
Just pick a word.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going
cake.
To pick a word
cake
at random from his 1983 American Heritage.
I'd like to find random cake.
And tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Well, folks, today's random word has actually been provided by one of our listeners. So thank you, listener. And today's word is apogee. And in today's 1983 dictionary word, apogee means the point in the orbit of a natural or artificial satellite most distant from the Earth. The furthest or highest point, the apex.
So what is it again? How do you say that?
You could say that I am at the apogee of my smoking experience.
And how would one spell apogee?
A-P-O-G-E-E. Apogee.
There you go.
Thank you, listener.
Thank you,
and
listener.
Now we have Roger.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, and well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your national day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is Monday, July 15th, 2019, and well, today is National Give Something Away Day, National I Love Horses Day, National Tapioca Pudding Day, National Pet Fire Safety Day, National Get Out of the Doghouse Day, which is the third Monday in July. Well, while Joe and Anthony give away free burps and farts while Anthony wrangles up all the horses eating tapioca pudding, Betty is currently putting up the pet fire safety card and Dick White took some random dog out of the studios. Anthony will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, I really do. Woohoo, take it away, guys.
Thanks, Roger.
All right, thank you, Roger.
There we go. We'll just cut into my news, that's fine. I'll be sick like
wow.
Oh boy.
Alright, I gotta open the story. I was too busy pushing all the buttons.
Button pushing in progress, folks. Okay,
so our random news story comes from WTVB out of Boise, Idaho, and brings us our random news story. Residents in a West Boise neighborhood woke up to an unusual sight this one morning. About 100 goats were strolling through their yards and down the street. Neighbors say that they had showed up around 7 in the morning and got to work snacking on lawns, flower bushes, and stripping the leaves from trees. Animal control responded to the scene with a single truck, but quickly realized that wasn't going to be enough. The goats are taking a toll on the residents' landscaping, and the ravenous herd has drawn a crowd of ninnies standing in the street to stop, watch, and snap photos. Yeah, there's always ninnies. Oh, no, events like this like attract ninnies, like no tomorrow. This is like a ninny magnet. You want ninnies? Put a bunch of lights on your house at Christmas time. You want ninnies? Put a bunch of goats in your front yard. The ninnies will come. Wow. About 8:30 a.m., a large truck from We Rent Goats. I shit you not. That is the name of the company.
I need to rent a goat.
That's the name. We Rent Goats. Pulled up on the street and began trying to load up the hungry herd. The company rents out herds of goats to clear weeds and help with fire suppression on private land and public property. That's actually not such a bad idea when you think about it.
No.
The goats were grazing nearby when they somehow escaped and set off on a snacking spree of the neighborhood. Employees managed to get the herd, managed to herd up all the goats into the truck, bringing an end to the great goat escape. That's it, Betty. Back to you.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty. Bye-bye. Out.
Thanks, Betty.
And now it's time for your Chimba weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently partly sunny at 89 degrees. The dew point is at 66, giving us a heat index of 92. The heat humidity is at 55%. Windows are hollowing out of the southwest at 20 miles per hour, gusting to 29. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a chance of showers with a low around 72. It'll be gusty. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 85. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 73. And that's your Chicago weather. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
In what could be another Why Not Me moment, by Tribune Media, wire WGNTV.com, a red velvet cake caused quite the stir at a British hospital earlier this week when nurses ate it, not realizing it was laced with candy.
Ooh, that sounds awesome.
According to the Manchester Evening News, the nurses were left off their faces and quite relaxed after eating it. A man brought the cake to Warrington Hospital May 27th to thank the staff for the care they provided to a family member. However, he didn't realize the cake was intended for his grandson's 18th birthday party and had a little extra kick. Although hospital officials initially denied staff had eaten the cake, a staffer told the newspaper three or four nurses ate the cake and felt the effects. The staffer said the incident didn't have any impact on patients, but hospital officials called the police as a precaution. Tests later showed the cake contained cannabis. That sounds really good. I would like a slice. Police confirmed it was meant to be enjoyed at a teen's birthday party, but his grandfather took it to the hospital as a gesture of gratitude and didn't realize it contained cannabis. Bad grandpa! Bad grandpa!
Wow.
Bad, bad, bad.
Wow.
But anyways, police said it appeared to be an honest mistake and decided not to pursue the case any further. The hospital conducted an internal investigation into the matter.
Someone's got fired.
You know, I think there can be plenty of ways to think about death, but this one does take the coffee.
Okay.
And it's by our friend Ben Hooper at UPI.com, June 26th, UPI. A cafe in Thailand is causing a macabre gimmick to draw customers, closing them in coffins after finishing their coffee. The Death and Awareness Cafe in Bangkok features mortuary-inspired decor and coffins placed for customers to spend time closed inside after their purchased beverages. Virnet Rojanja Prapa, the cafe's owner, said the purpose of the cafe is to inspire customers to reflect on their lives. He said the idea was inspired by a Buddhist philosophy and is aimed at encouraging people not to be driven by greed. Our main goal is for the visitor to experience the death awareness, he said. When the lid of the coffin closes, their basic instincts will come up, and they will realize that eventually they cannot take anything with them. But you know what? That's kind of cruel after you've had, like, a cup of fully caffeinated coffee, and your basic instincts are also impacted by this caffeine high. That's insanity. Now, I'm waiting for Anthony to come back, because only he can press us on to the Fiddles McGinty story, which is kind of nice, and it's actually, oops, kind of long. So maybe when he comes back, I will just have him say, let's wrap it up, and we'll save that story for next week, and he can go into his thing. And this way, we won't have lost any time on our broadcast. Hello.
Hello, what were we at?
Well, I was waiting for you to change the music. Fiddles McGinty!
Sorry.
That's okay. So, this is not about trees on a subway. This is actually about a man that was sentenced Monday to 3 years of probation for clogging women's toilets.
Ooh.
In where he lives and at his place of work. So his conditions of probation, this guy will have to serve 150 days in jail, pay more than $5,500 in restitution, not to be allowed to possess or consume alcohol or controlled substances, and he's got to complete 100 hours of community service. While the state only recommends that the guy serve 30 days in jail as part of his probation, the judge sentenced him to 30 days for each of the 5 counts of criminal damage to property, served consecutively, citing the need for a more severe punishment. He'll be able to participate. What happened? I totally messed up this story. Oh, let me just get to the point, folks.
Yeah.
According to the complaint, this guy told police he gets urges to do odd things, like look for bottles in the garbage to plug toilets.
Okay.
He said he stopped when he heard police were investigating, though.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's a wrap
at least
on
he's
Joe's
smart
news
enough with that
by the lovable Chip Stripper.
Chip Stripper.
Chip Skipper and his lovable crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
Isn't that funny? We're always on time.
Yeah, well, that's what we try. Even when the lawn guy shows up in the lobby and demands payment. Yeah, it happens. All right, where are we at? All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call. 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, it's Fearless Frank versus the Lavender Scare. A new bio gets fictional to paint David Hockney's life. A youth activist assesses his bi battles. And in the news, Britain's parliament advances Northern Ireland marriage equality. Botswana's government appeals gay sex discrimination. Pride comes to a Tbilisi defiant march of dignity, and rights group challenge South Korea's military gay sex ban. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll stop being Apogee in 4 minutes after the break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow patch, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-G-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O dust. The Elka pudding just so real.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
You are tuned into Cheyampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
I'm Diddly Day, an actor's life is gay. It's great to be a celebrity, an actor's life for me.
Every actor worth his salt strives to be honest and true in his portrayals on the stage or screen. Hello, this is Ian McKellen, and that's exactly what This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine, does as well, right here on this station.
It's 6:42 p.m., time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey, the dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be careful where you place your implements. Hello there. This is Joe Wisdom. And I had an accident recently with one of my implements. I thought I placed it on a stable surface. But alas, I didn't. And I had spillage everywhere on my glass table. Sometime later, I cleaned it, of course. But I designated an area of the table with a special round disc. The This has been another Joe Wisdom. Stay tuned for another one in just a few moments.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Cue one of those robotic
things. Cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer moose poop season, thought you'd like to know. Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Before we get to the Florida news, it is time not time for Roger to do that. Time for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy at 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at 85%. The dew point is 76 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, we will have a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 9, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 3, mostly sunny with a high near 92. On Tuesday night, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms before 9, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Wednesday, you can expect a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 3, mostly sunny skies though with a high near 92. And on Wednesday night, get ready for, guess what, Joe? 40% chance of scattered showers and storms before 9, partly cloudy with a low around 77. And that's it for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay. And now time for some crazy Florida news. Where's my, I've lost my, there we go.
That's such a convenient place.
Is it? Well, you know, I guess when you have to hide drugs somewhere on your person, everything becomes an option. And this is usually the best option until you're caught. WKMG ClickOrlando.com brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a man with a whole lot of things on his mind. Deputies say they pulled over 36-year-old Derek around 9 in the morning last Thursday for speeding and a seatbelt violation. Derek appeared to be nervous and smelled of marijuana, so he was ordered out of the vehicle as deputies investigated further. Oh, God, that felt great. A search revealed Derek's license was suspended for the 5th time since 2008. How the fuck do you get that? I mean, don't they just revoke it after? I thought they revoked it. Have I been driving too good? I mean, should I just start racking up points? Is it like a lottery? Do I, like, let's rack up points?
I'm sure your insurance would go through.
Oh, God, I'm sure.
And then you'd have to go.
Who needs insurance? I'm sure he's driving. He was driving. Nobody. If you got five of these, you don't have no insurance. You just drive and pray to Jesus. And during a pat down, deputies said
the apogee of your driving experience.
He has the apogee of my driving experience. A pat down during Jesus. And during a pat down, Tepity said they felt a bulge on Derek's rear, and he seemed to be clutching and refused to release. Derek said he was out on bond for sale of narcotics and would remove the drugs from his body if he could be assured his bond would not be revoked. Honey, you just got picked up with a bunch of drugs up your ass. Of course your bond's going to get revoked. Authorities said it wasn't until Derek was about to be booked into jail that he agreed to remove the drugs. The large bag contained smaller bags filled with 12 Loratab pills, 12 oxycodone pills, 3.5 grams of heroin, 9.1 grams of cocaine, 1.1 grams of crack cocaine, 2.4 grams of marijuana, 1.9 grams of molly, and a partridge in a pear tree. He also had $400 in his front pocket. How the hell do you fit? Yeah, right. And so, yeah. He was also arrested on charges of driving with a suspended license and multiple drug possession with intent to sell drugs. Yep.
I'm showing one of our listeners pictures of what we show us.
What are you doing?
There we go. No, I'm being, like, behind the scenes for one of our listeners.
Channel 12 News, Channel 12 CBS News, out of Palm Beach, Florida, brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night. A 28-year-old murder suspect accidentally was released from jail, was arrested in Georgia on Wednesday night. According to the Broward County Sheriff's, Dick White, I think, was supposed to be removing this. That was supposed to go away.
Oh.
Yeah, Dick White. Dick White. We gotta talk to him. Eric was released from the Broward County Jail on May 30th, where he was being held on a second-degree murder charge when he was taken into custody on a no-bond warrant for first-degree murder in January of 2019. The jail was told Eric's charges were dismissed, and he was released.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Hello. He didn't do it. Nobody did it. Nobody did it. Nobody did it.
All Al Sharpton. Nobody did it.
Nobody did it. Everyone's out. Everyone's out. Everyone's released. Members of the Broward Sheriff's Office SWAT Fugitive Unit, who are also part of the U.S. Marshals Florida Caribbean Regional Fugitive Task Force, have been investigating Eric's whereabouts since then. You just trip over their name. That they can't run down. Their coats must be like, you know how they print their names on their jackets? Their coats must be like 20 feet long to print all of that on it. And they're running down and then they keep tripping over themselves because their coats are so freaking long. Because they're the SWAT, Broward Sheriff's Office SWAT Fugitive Unit, U.S. Marshals Florida Caribbean Regional Fugitive Task Force.
The MFCRFTF.
FU. Their investigation led them to Jessup, Georgia. With the help of U.S. Marshals Southeast Regional Fugitive Task Force, Wayne County Sheriff's Office, and Jessup Police Department, the Florida investigative team found Eric at a mobile home in Jessup, Georgia. Eric initially resisted and barricaded himself inside the home, but after about 3 hours, he was taken into custody. A mobile home, not far. You can't run anywhere. He was expected to be extradited to Broward County to face one count of first-degree murder. The investigation continues. We will not probably provide a follow-up because that's just not our thing, but maybe it might happen. Instead, we have a sexy story. ABC Channel 20 News, WCJB from Gainesville, Florida, brings us our final and sexy Florida news story of the night. Well, yeah, no, I don't know if this falls into your why not or why not me. I don't know if this is a why not me, but maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
According to the arrest report, James, 43, approached two people at an apartment parking lot and yelled he was the Lord of Satan to them, and he was going to chop the victims' heads off, throw them into the trash can while calling them insulting names. James then threw an empty chip bag and another piece of trash towards one victim, hitting her in the arm. He then cornered the other victim against a wall and yelled, "Do you not want me to save you?" to her. I am the Lord Satan! Police said James walked away from the two women.
Two women.
Turned around and oh my goodness, what is going on?
I was trying to turn you into Satan.
That did not work. And pulled his pants down, exposing his niddly bits in the parking lot.
Ooh, niddly bits.
Yes, and then he left.
Ooh, niddly bits.
James was charged with two counts of indecent exposure and battery. He was booked at the Okaloosa County Jail with the bond set at $10,000. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Ooh. Betty, where are you?
Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shy Impa Radio.
Oh, we're actually,
always
like,
looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty. That was
you got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
So, we need a show title.
Yeah, I was kind of scanning through the
I was thinking Niddly Bits Up Your Butt. Well, it's funny. Like, I completely forget about my news stories. Although, we also have the thank you. Thank you for your niddly bits.
We can do I like thank you for your niddly bits.
You like thank you for your niddly bits?
Thank you for your niddly bits.
Okay.
All right, that works.
There we go. That's our show title.
I'm surprised you didn't do anything with the alligator, though.
Eh.
No alligator.
No.
Not toxic alligator Bob. Blue-green algae Bob.
Alligator
I can't
Bob.
Laugh because we're having the same problem here in Florida. Oh, my God. We got such an algae.
Yeah, you know, I'm more pissed off because it's like, it's... The creature is the ultimate harmed. And people are just being stupid. You know,
don't cuddle your chickens.
Yeah, you know, maybe you got to get the creature at a moment when it's calm and peaceful. And
I'm surprised they don't get someone from Florida. These Florida people trap alligators
all
the time.
They do have someone for Florida.
They got to find someone else because they trap gators here all the friggin' time. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like this
maybe
is not...
Maybe there's just lots of hiding spaces that this alligator can go into in the lagoon.
Maybe. I don't know. Just seems... But anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so either which way, yeah, I get you. So, in October, oh wait, what were we going to say? Oh, 3 minutes, and he says, wow, your hemorrhoids are huge today, and we have a few things to talk about tonight. Ain't that so, Joe?
Why, yes, Anthony. Let's see what you have on the list. Which one do you want to talk about, Anthony? You go first. Was that your handiwork?
It was my handiwork. I like this strain. This strain is quite nice. It really is. Oh my god. It's called Puck Yeah. P-U-C-K.
Puck Yeah.
Yeah, Puck Yeah. And I think it's just done by Trulieve here in Florida. You know, so but you never know now that Florida's putting an end to the vertical integration. So anyway, in October, we will be at WRFU.
We sure will.
We'll be visiting.
We have our tickets.
Gus
and
Bill. I'm sorry. We got our tickets. Yes, you got our tickets. We're going to drive down, but you're going to take the train, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have the Amtrak experience.
Yeah, there you go. So Gus, Bill, Dave, we're gonna see them all. And then, yeah, it should be interesting. We'll have a rental with us. You can ride home with us in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll ride you home in the car. So, yeah, it should be fun. I'm excited, too. Yeah, this should be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I have a feeling it will be difficult for me. I must start trying to clean up a little bit until then. I have to do a little reminder thing on my mic soon, I think, to kind of maybe clean myself up a bit.
Ah, clean up language.
Yeah, because I'm not used to FCC-regulated broadcasting, so I don't want to get them fined or anything. So, but
right,
yeah, October,
right.
What was the date? I believe it was October 19th?
No, it can't be that.
Yes, 12th. I believe October 12th. Yes, because
we
arrive. Okay, yeah, that is correct.
Whew.
I'm
like, whoa, no, no.
I am double checking flight plans.
Yes, we arrive October 10th, so it will be the 12th then. So yes, okay. we arrive in on the 10th, and we are going to have to find a transportation from the airport to somewhere in Armpit, Illinois, I think, to get our rental car, because we found a rental car in like Dundee for like $200 less for the week. So,
but you got to find transportation to that point.
Yeah, so I don't know. It might be a taxi. It might be an Uber. I might just call a car service, too. That's a possibility. Sometimes car service. I have to run a map and see how far
it is. You
could
probably do an Uber Black.
An Uber Black. Well, I don't know how many miles.
One of those nice SUVs that's all luxurious-like.
Yeah, there you go. But wouldn't it just be cheaper to hire? See, now that's the thing. If I'm doing...
See, I don't know, because taxis could be expensive because you're dealing with the O'Hare area, and they usually tack on huge surcharges.
Well, here's my thing, though. If I'm going to do an Uber Black, why, or XL or BLT or whatever the hell it is, why wouldn't I just hire a livery service? I used to hire livery services all the freaking time.
Well, because I'm saying you can do it instantly with the app. I don't know if you can do that with the livery services. Maybe
no, well, I would wind up scheduling my... I mean, I would schedule the livery service, like, tonight or for next week or something.
Does the livery service provide champagne?
You can if you
really?
Rent. Yeah, there have been times where I've rented, like, limos. From different airports, and I've had champagne.
That's something I've never done before.
You've never done,
like,
yeah. Livery
do
service,
no.
it costs. It's expensive. It's not cheap when you do, when you throw all that extras on. But
That would have been, no. You know, now that I think about it, though, that would have been a really expensive trip. A livery service to Champaign.
Oh yeah, I know. A livery. We don't make any money, so it doesn't do us any good to do that. this station costs us more than we make out of it. So yeah, that's funny.
But we'll be in Champaign. I'm hoping that we get to experience some dining. Definitely enjoy the show.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, Gus, Dave, if you're listening, you know, I know you listen later, most likely. I want to know, where's good to eat there? I don't know anything about there. I've never been there.
Place.
Okay, good breakfast places is good.
For Saturday morning,
for Saturday
right?
morning, yeah, that's important. That's very important.
I don't know if there'll be continental breakfast provided by the hotel.
I believe there is a continental breakfast in the hotel.
I wonder if they serve sausages.
I guess it depends on who you talk to.
Ooh, gong.
The gong. What is the gong? The gong is saying we're getting 3 minutes away from the ugly lights. Wow, how about that? Why? You know it.
So,
you know.
So, yeah, and then we'll be experimenting with champagne for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which will be fun.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. It's 30 miles from the airport to where I need to go.
Oh.
An Uber might be an Uber might be a bit much on that one.
Is it be more than the livery service?
I don't know. Sometimes livery services like do a flat fee, but I'm not sure. Hmm. Don't taxis do a flat fee or something, like a zoned flat fee?
They might. Depending on where you're going. I've never... The one time I've taken a taxi was from my mother's house to, I think, a train station along the Blue Line.
Okay.
But
okay.
Because I was in the O'Hare zone, the fucking fare was like, holy shit, like
really?
Almost $82.
Damn, that's expensive.
So...
Wow.
Oops. FCC language beep.
Oops. Oopsie.
Yeah, I need to clean myself up, too.
Don't we all?
So.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think it was an interesting experience. It should be. What else did we have on here? Oh, your e-scooter nightmare. We can talk about that a hot moment. Let's talk about that for a hot moment.
There's been a couple of high-profile incidences with the e-scooters. One of them where somebody ran over a guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen those e-scooters. Some people ride them on the sidewalks, and they try to go up the embankments where it's not as smooth. You've got a little lip of a curb.
Okay.
It's like, holy fuck, that's got to hurt.
Wow.
The direct impact and the shock and the jolt to your muscles and bones has got to be insane. I'll walk. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
You know? I have better control to get out of the way. I can, you know, dodge something quickly. Hopefully.
Wow. Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
I know we don't have any time, but
no.
Sometime I want to talk about the hurricane of humanity.
The hurricane of humanity. I know.
Whatever
that just
is.
Came to my head, and I'm like, that sounds good. That sounds like something worth doing. Something, you know, there are actually still a lot of livery services that are out there, and I'm looking through a few of them on Yelp, and they're looking pretty good. So I think I may have I have to look to see. I had one that I used to use. I may still have their business card. They may still be in business. Who knows?
Hopefully you're still in business.
Who knows? That was decades ago. Hey, folks, the Ugly Lights have come on, and I seem to have lost my pants. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, snowflakes. Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Chiampa Radio. No, you're not snowflakes. We're all snowflakes. Sometimes I'm a snowflake. What the fuck?
Are you a snowflake sometimes?
Sometimes I am.
Sometimes I'm a snowflake, too. We're all snowflakes.
Right? Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. He comes on at Saturdays, I believe, at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon.
Noon!
Sundays at noon. And then another recast at Sunday evening at 7 p.m.
Noon.
Remember all times New York time.
Noon. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and then Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule. No mas pantalones.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added Technic Q audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Chiampa Radio. Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Programming your brain.
Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams, and so far, using the Internet Radio Player app on my Android device, I seem to be enjoying it better than ever.
Yeah, actually, you know, I use that in the car, believe it or not, and
it seems
it
to
works,
be fine now.
It works very well in the car, and it handles the cell site handoffs quite well. The cell site handoffs work out very well. So it's like, I'll drive along, and it's very rare that it will drop. So, yeah.
So you can also listen on the website. Just go to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org.
Yeah, exactly.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la. Let your freak flag fly. Freak flag, fry.
So,
fry and freak flag.
I didn't do shit for the 4th of July.
You know, I really didn't either. I just kind of stayed in the house.
Yep.
And I listened to my neighbors blow themselves up. And that was pretty much it. I mean, if I had an animal, it probably would have been scared out of its wits from all the noise and blowing up and explosions and everything else.
There was a couple of loud bangs, but nothing major around here.
Yeah, just absolutely
terrible. You know, I keep double thermal paned curtains, so it keeps out a lot of that audio.
Okay.
You don't hear a lot of it.
I need new windows. I need new windows, but we won't get into that. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We should be back next week. Check out our blog at cheyamba.org. Remember, folks, don't clog the toilet at the Death Awareness Center, or you'll meet the Lord of Satan after you're accidentally released from jail with 5 pounds of crack up your ass. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an H for Hard Boiler.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.